So this Shabbos we learn Parshas Toldos, and I'd like to speak about a mitzvah that is connected to Parshas Toldos, connected to a lot of sedrus. That is the mitzvah of chinuch. There's a lot to say about it. It's more than one sheet worth of material on the mitzvah of chinuch. But I just want to focus on some basic actually, some general ideas of chinuch. You take a look in the first source, the Pasuk says here in Parshas Toldos, and Bereshis Parfei, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vayigdilu Hanorim, and Toma Yaakov and Esav. When Yaakov and Esav grew up, so Vayi Esav Ishadeh Tzai Ishadeh, Yosef was an outdoorsman, a hunter, okay, and Yaakov is Tom and Shev Olim, he was a, how we translate Tom, you know, a simpler person, a purer person, and he stayed in, Yosef Olim. So Rashi comments, in the second source, Parakapay Pasvasan, Vaidlon, so calls man, Shahut Kanim, Lo Hayoni Karmase. And the children were little and they're growing up and they're younger, so, there's not a big difference between them. The kids are kids, you know, you see the kids, they do the same activities, you know, more or less the same things, right? And Einan the Medakak Bahamativim, you can't really, unless you look very closely, you see a big difference between them. But Kevich and Asu mentioned, they enter the teenage years, they become the age of 13. Okay, so then already you can see Zeb Perish about the Midrash, Zeb Perish about Azor. This one, Yaakov was more inclined towards spiritual pursuits, and Esau was more inclined to Avodah Zarah. That's based on the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah, the Medrash Rabbah, and Herm Parshas told us, Parshas Amal Gimel, Simon Yud, Source 3, Ra'il Lan Orm, Reb Levi Omar, Moshe Lahadas, Yitzvon Hashem, Gdelem Zel, Gabi Zeh. Two different types of flowers or plants that grow right next to each other. And when they're little, so, they both look like plants, right? And there's no difference. There's no samaritan, but you're right, they can't really tell them apart. But when they blossom and they mature, so zeno samaritan is zechocho. This one gives off a pleasant smell, that one gives off thorns, right? So kach kol yud gimel shon, shneim hochom is a safer, shneim boim is a safer. Right, little kids, they go to school, they're both kids, go to school, come home from school, they go to Little League, come home from Little League, whatever. You know, they do the same activities, they go to extracurriculars, they do the same things more or less. Okay, then after 13, you can tell the difference. And then concludes, this is a side point, not a topic for today, but Omar Rabbi Lazar, this is the Medrash, it's the source. That's one of the Makoras, the same that Baruch when the child becomes by mitzvah. So the topic I guess I could have talked about, but another topic in this Sedra. Okay, so you see that the children are different. Just as a side point, you know, look in the Pasuk in source number four, that's one of the famous psukim always quoted with regards to the mitzvah of chinuch. It's Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Vav. Chanoch l'nar al pi darko. Right, you have to educate or train each child in accordance with his way. Gam ki yaskin l'os v'mena. Okay, you have to educate each child according to his way. Now, it's interesting because there's two different ways to look at what that Pasuk means. Alim al pi darko. Right, so Rashi doesn't comment there, so in Mishle, but Rashi in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed and Aleph, in Source 5, where the Gemara quotes that Pasuk, so Dira Maschal, Al Pidarko, Derech Shekol Yomov Yehem Misnahegbo, Chanoch Lo Menaruso. Chanoch Al Pidarko, you want him to follow a certain Derech his whole life, you better train him that way when he's little, right, when he's younger. Train him when he's younger that way. So it's interesting because the second half of the Pasuk, Gam Ki Yazkin Lo Yosem Mimeno, right, when he gets older, he won't depart from it. What's the it? You know, mimena. What's the antecedent of that pronoun? What is gam kiyazmus mimena? From what? He won't stray mimena. But pipashis, Rashi seems to say there in Kiddushin, it means from the derech, right? From that derech on which you set him on that path. Right? When he gets older, he won't veer from that path. However, there's some explain a little differently. There's some explain the word mimena is referring to his way, chanocha pitako, his personality. He won't veer. You know, I can tell you this, the Bez Hashem, you'll have raised children yourself. You'll see, as we've seen already, the child has certain distinct personalities already when he or she is very little. And very often, that is their behavior, that's their personality their whole life. I see my children, Baruch Hashem, are older, and I can see some of their behaviors, some of their attitudes. They're like that when they were little. The same natural tendencies or the same, I don't know the right word, the same natias, same when they were little, the same way as when they're older, of course, older, more mature, but the same, way of thinking. So that's what it means. But don't try and make a child into something that he's not, because you have to work with his or her abilities, because that's not going to go away. That's the way they are. That's their personality. So make it fit. There's a lot to say about that. That's for a different shmooze. But in any event, Rosh Hashanah Hirsch, on this post, I quoted, but he famously indicts You know, I mean, Yitzhak and Rivka, if I make a mistake, and not treating Yaakov and Esav differently when they grew up and trying to give them the same chinuch, the same type of education. It doesn't work. Okay, anyway, that's a discussion at a different time. But meanwhile, the din is, Chanoch and Arpi Darko, that would seem to be the source of the Mitzvah chinuch. It's a Pasuk of Mishra, it's not a Torah. The Chai Odom, Chelek Alav, Chal Samach, Chol Sif Alav. Okay, source 6. Ineisho Bonok Talim, Yichanchem Mitzvahs, V'hu Mitzvahs Asei, Medivei Kabbalah. This is a Kabbalah here, of course, doesn't mean mysticism, means from the Navi, right? So it says, Mitzvah Dira Kabbalah, Kamosha Kosov, Hanachon Vidako. Umo'od, here's your Shalma Sefer Mishal Chinuch Habonim. Okay, very important understanding. The Chayotim is assuming that the Mitzvah Chinuch is a Mitzvah Dira Kabbalah. The very fascinating comment by the Meshach Chochma, the previous, not the 2 weeks ago, said, it was Parshat Vayero, Paragud Ches Posik Yates Bereshit, Source 7. Meshach Chochma writes that, the pasuk, this is right after the Malachim tell Sarah they're going to have a baby, and then the Malachim are going to go to Sodom to destroy Sodom and Amor and rescue Lot. Right, so right there in the beginning, right there, the second Aliyah, the Parashat Vayera. There's a pasuk which, if I write in the Torah as a composition, we put this pasuk in parentheses because Baruch Hu says, "Hamachasan im Avraham esosher nosam." I better tell Avraham what I'm going to do, right? And then Avraham pleads for Sodom and the whole story, you know, 50 tzaddikim, 45 tzaddikim, etc. But first Hashem says, "I'm going to better tell Avraham what I'm going to do." Why? So parentheses, right? Pasuk Yutes. Ki yadayti v'alamana sheitzav es borav es beis v'achrav v'shamu d'yoch Hashem l'asos tzoko. Mishpat, l'man hovi Hashem l'arom es asher diber alam. Right? Because I know that Avram is going to raise his children and his family to shamu d'yoch Hashem l'asos tzoko mishpat. Right? So like I said, if you were writing this in an essay, you'd put this in parentheses, right? I better let Avram know what I'm going to do. Parentheses, because Avram, right? Avram's a wonderful person. But the Meshech Chochma on that pasuk, source number 8, says, it's interesting. He says regarding chinuch, hine chinuch mitzvah lebanim, b'mitzvah saseh lo nizkar. The Meshech Chochma points out, you know, everyone talks about the mitzvah chinuch. Where is the mock in the Torah for the mitzvah chinuch? Yes, we have the pasuk in Mishlei. That's in Navi. It's in Ksuvim. Where's the pasuk in the Torah? Now you would tell me, v'limadatem osamas b'neichem adabirbon. Okay, but he says that's Talmud Torah. That's Talmud Torah. It's not necessarily one and the same. It relates, but that's Talmud Torah. Okay? And it says, quoting more, Nozid Av Chav Tesh, Av Chav L'chanach Menor Mitzvahs. Okay, maybe the woman has a different obligation and so on. But he says on the third line of the Meshech Chochman, in Source 8, look what he says. U'mokar mitzvahs chinach mitzvahs say, mikoro b'zeh pasuk, we have Rav Avinu. Surprise. The Meshech Chochman says, that's this pasuk. It may be in parentheses with regards to the particular story that's unfolding there in Parshas Vayera. But he said, it is the mokker, it is the principal source in the Torah for the mitzvah chinuch. Okay? Shavram Avinu, Shetziva, is bona, bekatnam, bekatnam, ala mitzvahs. And Krah, Chanoch, and Arpidako, which the Rambam quotes and so on and so forth, that's Midirah Kabbalah. Okay, it's a beautiful pasuk. And it's an explicit pasuk. But in terms of a source in the Torah, the Meshech Chochma asserts, you can disagree, the Meshech Chochma asserts that the pasuk in the Torah is from here, Ikum Avram. Okay? And he said, Rekan Mash, Meshech Bonos, mitzvah alav. Daughters also. Because it says specifically in the pasuk, Yitzavas Bonavas Beso. Okay? Bonavas Beso. Okay, maybe it knows it's different, but anyway, that's the Meshech Chochma. I think it's a fundamental Meshech Chochma that people should know about. Now, it means, and by the way, it's not just Torah. That's why it says in the pasuk, B'shamru Derech Hashem. Yeah, the mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's okay. That's a specific mitzvah. But the broader mitzvah Chinuch, which includes Midas Tovos and Shamru Derech Hashem, Lasso Stako Mishpa, these kinds of things, says the Meshech Chochma. That's the Mokka here in the Chumash. Okay. Anyway, the famous Mishnah in Perkei Avos, in the second paragraph, Bereis Mishnah Ches, source 9. Chamisha Talmid Ha'olah, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had 5 famous Talmidim, and here they are. But Elazar Hurkanus, Rabbi Shimon Chanan, Rabbi Yosef Kohen, Rabbi Shimon Nisano, Rabbi Elazar Ben Aroch. Okay, and each one of them, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had, you know, different praise for. Okay, so Rabbi Hurkanus bore Sitch Enem Abe Tipa. He was like, his mind was like a, you know, like a sealed, you know, like a sealed cistern, you know, that nothing escaped, didn't forget anything. Rishua Asher Yolatato, a fortunate his parent. Yossi Chosim, Shimon Nisan Al Yirei Chedim, Rez Manarach, Mayanam Is Gaber, okay, all these beautiful things. What does Asher Yolatato mean? That's what he said about Rishua. So the Yochanan Bo, it's the Pharisee Yisrael, Mishra Lipschitz, right, and the bottom of the big Mishnah says in Os Ayin Ches, number 10, Asher Yolatato, She'imo Hidrachto L'Torah L'Midit Yisharos. His mother put him on the path of Torah and Midos Yisharos. And Kvar Shehoisim Uberesman, when she was first, she was still pregnant with him. Chozo B'vatim Midrashos Ubikshay Shispal Shehuber Zeh Tamar Chacham. when she was still pregnant, she went to the Talmid Chacham and asked for a bracha that this child should be a Talmid Chacham. Okay, and that's he quotes Rashi. Then he says, it's very simple. Anima tzasvi yushalmi, she'ima holicha risas la risaknes, so she says, dabku ozim b'nivei Torah. Okay, he refers to a Yerushalmi Yevamis, okay, which I printed here in source number 11. Yerushalmi is in Yevamis, Perak Aleph Halacha Vav. Rosh v'shuva karlav esmi yoredez, zohor ani shahaysa imo molechas arisas la risaknes, says, v'shuil she's dabku ozim b'nivei Torah. His mother used to bring the stroller, you know, in the carriage by the base medrash, and she'd hear Divrei Torah. He was an infant; he didn't understand a word. It didn't matter, right? That's what she wanted. The Karbonet explains, and there in 12 should be she stop calling Divrei Torah. She kadosh Hashem Menurah. Okay, he was in that case, in a certain sense, sanctified from first being born. My mother used to walk by the base medrash, you know, and he would be imbibed with that atmosphere. So it's a very interesting idea. Now, of course, one of the main mitzvahs is the mitzvah Talmud Torah, right? The pasuk parshas Ekev, the second parshas of Shema. Dvarim Perek Yidalek pasuk Yitez. So l'imadat ha'masamas v'neichem l'daber bom, b'shut choy secho, v'lech t'chav v'derech, v'shal pop k'mecho. Okay? So here, what is, let's assume that you know, the Mishnah Chochma said it's Talmud Torah, but it relates. So at what age do you begin this process? Okay, I mean, the wife, the mother of Yeshua began the process before he was born. He was still in utero, like they say today, right? So he was pregnant with him. So it was before he was even born. But here, the Sifrei, the Medrash Halacha, on that Pasuk in Dvarim, and Piska Memvav, in Parashat Ekev, Yutas 14, says the Pasuk, Mikan Amru Kishatinak Maschil Daber, as soon as the child knows how to talk, Ovim Medaber Mabalash Kodesh, his father should speak to him in Lash Kodesh, Omalam the Torah, okay? Teach him the Torah. God forbid, right? If you don't do that, then you know it's terrible. That's a couple of letters we know. And if not, then the opposite is true. Now, what do you mean the Torah? The child's old enough to speak. What does he understand? He speaks, he says, Mama, he says whatever his first words are, right? More, please, whatever you teach the child learns how to speak. What do you mean? You teach him Torah? What do you mean, Malamdo Torah? So, that's a question the Gemara asks. Let's skip down to 17 for a second. The Gemara says, in Sukkah, Mem Beis Amin Aleph, Yodei Ladabir, Aviv Lomdo Torah, Bekriyashma. It says Torah and Kriyashma. So, Gemara asks, Torah Mahi, what do you mean, Torah? What do you teach him? How much can you know already? Omar Bhamnuna, and it's talking about the whole Torah. Amnuna says, the Pasuk, Torah, Tzivalana, Moshe, Maroshe, Kles Yaakov, right? And Zosha Brocha, and Pitcher 15, Dvorah, Perak, Laman, Gimel, Pasuk, Dal. That's what we teach him Torah. That's what we teach the whole Torah. Kids, how old the kid starts to talk? It's a year old, year and a half. Can I say a year and a half roughly? Every kid's different. But teach him, one of the first things you know is that Pasuk, Torah, Tzivalana, it's one of the first, teach a little kid, Torah, Tzivalana, Moshe, they should learn that Pasuk. When he's little, like Kriyashma Mahi, what do you mean Kriyashma? Teach the whole Kriyashma? No, Pasuk Kriyashma, the first Pasuk. And that is indeed one of the first things that parents teach their kids. They say Shema. What do you got to bet? So when you teach them the Pasuk Torah Tzivalanu and Kriyashma, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe and Shema Yisrael. Okay? So it's interesting. Okay, this is a crown that the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kufnun Beis Man Aleph. Okay, it's like there's a crown on his head. Okay, good. Take a look in the Shalah. Shlach Kodesh, verse 20. Shara Osios, Osdalad, Osderachertz, Machav Gimel, this arrangement. Iker of Yisod, Godol, Gidol Bonim. Raising children is a major fundamental part of our religion. And he quotes the Pasuk, Ramatatam Sumtanechem, and says that's the whole purpose of having children. The whole Tachlis of having children is you should, teach them Torah and so on. And what should you do? At the end of the first paragraph, Kosh Amor Hoseno, Tino Kedil Dabra, Ovim Lamdo Shema Yisrael, etc., and Torah Tzilon Moshe. And so on. Okay. Now, in the second paragraph, Amar Apostle Chanoch Lanao Pidarko, the Apostle of Mishlei, Ha'av V'ha'aim. Notice I stress that. The father and mother, this obligation of Kenneth is on the father and mother. Ha'av V'ha'aim. Lo Yimnu Amusha Techer Menoroso. Okay. You should begin right when he's little, to train him. And a little bit every day, teach more as the child gets older. and you have to discipline him and so on and give him mussar and chasoch shivtos on him. And always sometimes you have to punch the kid okay in the right. Today it's less popular, but you have to how to discipline the kid properly and so on. And he writes, v'chol hamidos haraos, all the bad midos, sheroy la'odam ashon shvaku, you have to teach him to stay away from all the bad midos, kagon, ashur, swearing, klolos, cursing, kaz, anger, azorius, gaiva, as part of the chutzpah, you know, kina, sinna, taiva, mechilas, lechonas, lechonara, I mean, he gives a whole lineup here, right? That you teach him to stay away from that. And on the other hand, divrei hamutar, like the other things, to teach him the good midos, right? Mora, busha, shtika, all the good things. You have to work with them from the time they're very, very little, okay? And Chavdalad, look what he writes, and it was Chavdalad there. The yaskil bo we ben shtayim o shalosh shanim, 2 or 3 years old. That's it. Don't wait longer. The child is 2 or 3 years old, okay? And he quotes that Gemara in Shabbos of Kufnun Beis, which I printed in source 18. He quotes that Gemara to mean, kol masha konu benafshi al duso, nishar kain b'teva kaim koyomav. Right? What the child learns as a little kid, that stays with him his or her entire life. Okay? With the midos and so on that the kid imbibed as a young child, that stays with him or her his entire life. Okay? The child is little, don't wait. Okay? And that's what sticks. That's the point I'm stressing. That's what sticks with the kid as he gets older. Another important pasuk in Mishlei, in the first parak of Mishlei, 21, parak Aleph, pasuk says, Shema b'ni Musa avicha v'altitosh toresi mecha. Right? Well, that's a famous pasuk. So it's interesting. The Mordechai in Sukkah, Parak Lova goes to the third parak. Remez Tov Shin Samach Gimel 22 has a different. We said to teach the child Torah and Kriyashma, right? What is Torah? Torah Tivana Moshe Marsha Kaz Yaakov. What is Shema? Shema Yisrael Shema Kaz Yaakov. But the Mordechai has a different version. Mordechai says B'sifri Tana Daber Bami Kan Amur Keshatirik Maaskal Daber Avim Daber Imo Vol Shana Kodesh U'Bishalmi Misaim Dimelamdo Pasuk Shema Bini Musar Vicha. Not Shema Yisrael. Well, not only Shema, but Shema Bini. That pasuk. Okay, Shema Bini Musar Avicha. That's in the Rav Yo also, in the Hilchos Lulav Siman Tuf Reish Tzadi Tes 23. Yodei Ladaber Avilamdo Torah Upasuk Rishon the Kriyashma, and the Sifrei mentions not like Kriyashma, but a different opinion that is Shema Bini Musar Avicha. If you look, I think in most Siddurim, the first page has Modani, and I think it has Shema Bini Musar Avicha there also. If I'm not mistaken. No, I don't have a Siddur in front of me, but to take a look, it's certainly the oldest Siddurim. I think even the article said it probably. The very first page of the city with the things that Mo Dan. I think Shema Bini Musar Avicha is there. No, it's usually printed most of them. So that's Girsa. Okay, the Arzuru also has like that. Hilchos Sukkah Shimon 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 Yadalad Chelik Beis Shimon Shimon Yadalad Odei LaDaber Avilam the Torah Shema Torah is a pasuk Torah Tzivul on Moshe Shema Bini Musar Avicha Veish Omer Shema Yisrael pasuk Vishon the Kriyshma. So both okay. So I'm going to say so. I teach them both. Okay. Now that's a Tosafot. Brachos also says that Chafon Aleph, even though Tanim are part of Kriyashma, okay, but Kriyashma, the first pasuk you can teach them. By the way, it's a side point. There is one sheet in Rishonim that's really the whole obligation of Kriyashma. We have a mitzvah Kriyashma. How much of Kriyashma is the Raisa? The four sheetas in Rishonim. How much of the Rambam seems to hold that all three parshas are the chi of the Raisa of Kriyashma encompasses all three parshas. On the other hand, there's some Rishonim say no, just the first line. So a lot of Rishonim say the first parsha. There's one sheet that I don't know if it's in Rishonim, if Pichodesh quotes it, the first two paragraphs. But anyway, so there is some about Kriyashma also, even though the kid's potter, but to say at least the first parsha. So the Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Parak Adam Al-Mavav, writes in 26, Ve'emasai Aviv Chayolam Torah, Mishiasko Adaber, Melamed Torah Tiro Moshe Shema Yisrael. That's what he has. He doesn't quote the Pasuk Shema Bini. Ve'charkach Melamed Ma'at Ma'at Psukim Psukim Ad Shei Ben Sheish or Sheva till the age of 6 or 7, and then Molicha Eitz Melamed Tenokas. Then you bring him to the shiva, to the school, to the place where he or she's going to learn. Okay, till the age of 6 or 7, the parents, the father, and we saw in the Shulah, the father and the mother teach them as much as they can. Then age of 6 or 7, you send them off to the professionals, so to speak. Shulchan Aruch has these dinim in Yoredeya. Sim Reish Mem Hey Siv Hey, 27. Meimasai Maskel Lamed Belimno Mishiasko Daber Maskel Lamdo Torah Tzivul on Moshe Pasuk in Pishma, and then Mat again like the Rambam said till the age of 6 or 7. So that's they don't have the Pasuk Shema Bini Musar Avicha. Other Rishonim did. It'd be either way, we get the idea. Now the Aruch HaShulchan makes an important, interesting observation. Okay, he says in Sif Aleph first. first or the same siman or this and Reish Mamay 28. The Aruch Hashulchan writes the Balak Noshim Aruch Tanim Tur Mitalmud Torah. They fundamentally put from Talmud Torah. Okay, that's for sure. And he says nonetheless, but when a child learns how to talk, the father should teach him Torah and Kriyishma. Torah is Torah Tzivon Moshe. Kriyishma first goes. Even again, he's potter from Talmud Torah. Okay, but it's still an obligation of the parent to teach him. In other words, the child himself is potter. That's what the Aruch Hashulchan was pointing out. The child himself is potter from Talmud Torah, right? But there's a lot of bar chiyuva. Okay, but omnam in the second line of chayav lamdu Torah. Now you hear the point the Aruch Hashulchan stressing is that the child himself is potter from Talmud Torah. He's under bar mitzvah. However, the father, perhaps some others, omnam of chayav lamdu Torah. You follow? So that's an important point that the Aruch Hashulchan is stressing. Technically speaking, the child itself is part of the Talmud Torah, good, but the father has an obligation still. And what he means is, and Stifei elaborates, "Elo biru and shalvorim kachu on his deity." Now, cotton part of all mitzvahs. Okay, the cotton is part of all mitzvahs. All right, and he says, and not only that, but the father is also potter on a deraisa level from teaching the child. That's part of chinuch d'rabbanan. Right, and the Torah ain't shum chiv lechanchol, and aharei afil cotton will get back this ochal nevelus ain mitzolav mitzulam of afrisho. Even if the kids eat trape, you don't have to stop them. But limud haTorah is different. In other words, the child is part of the mitzvahs, and the father doesn't have to have him do the mitzvahs either on a deraisa level on chiluch on a derabbanan. But Talmud limud haTorah is different. Im kain says the Parakha Shulchan on line 3 of Sif Hey, my shnod the limud haTorah chiyav zatorah le'avul avdo. Okay, well, I understand. If the child's potter, he's potter of mitzvahs, and the father has an obligation of chinuch d'rabbanan, so how come Talmud Torah, we said, is a part of the chayav t'chiv d'raisa? So he says, "Hatam amuva, the bishlam of mitzvah is a chayav kashiyagil. Avam liyo yeda b'tor klal ad shiyagil." We don't know anything about Torah till it grows up, so, kashiyagil, you can para adam, v'yay till the tarbus ra. The main Torah ain't mitzvahs. You can't start when the kid's 13 with Torah. You want to say he doesn't observe mitzvahs till that age? Okay, so the Lord, he can do the mitzvahs, but you can't do that with Talmud Torah. He doesn't have any Torah in him till the age of 13. You have no chance, right? Before the season, you have to have spring training, right? You have to. That's a preparatory stage, and therefore he says lufika chayav. That's what the Torah says. No, but lahargila b'Torah. You have to make him accustomed to Torah, all right? And then the question is, what exactly should you do? What should you say? Those are details. What age? But the point is, if you don't teach him when he's young, then you can't just spring at him. Oh, now you're bar mitzvah. You got to start learning Torah. Too late. Too late. Okay. Now, in terms of mitzvahs, so the Mishnah says in Sukkah, Mem Beis Alaf 29, when the child's old enough to know how to wave the lulav properly, so he's obligated in the mitzvah of lulav, Arbaminim on Sukkahs. Okay. And the Gemara explains on that, Mem Beis Alaf Sukkah, in the next source, 30. The Gemara explains, Tanar Bana Katna Del Nana Chai Belulu, Vizatei Chai Betitzit, Shuvatil, Avilke Hotil, right? All the mitzvahs. He knows how to do Nanuim, so teach him, give him a little. He knows how to put on the talis or titzis to get him titzis. Lishmur Tfilin, Avilke Hotilin. As a side point, in Rashi, what do you mean Lishmur Tfilin? Okay, Shalom Yikonos Ben Abis Hakis. He knows, he understands, he can't wear the tfilin in the bathroom and so on. Our minig today with tefillin is we don't let the children put on tefillin. Young boys don't put on tefillin. We, other mitzvahs, tzitzis, you know, when he's 3 or 4 years old, and other mitzvahs, matzah, you know, as the kid grows older with tefillin, we do, what, about a month before, right? Or some people 3 months before, but basically not before then. With tefillin, we wait until, you know, the latest possible. And I remember when my first son became bar mitzvah, I was looking at this a little bit, and I, you know, why is that by tefillin we don't, all the other mitzvahs, we chanuch the kids early, so why don't we do that by tefillin? So I think there was a ruah. One of the Rishonim wrote, what do you mean? It's bad enough we have to let the kid wear tefillin when he's 13, right? Because tefillin requires the kiyas aguf, and your mind has to be clear of all things. It's very, very difficult, the mitzvah tefillin, very challenging mitzvah to do properly. We're not supposed to be nasiach das. If you're tefillin, and you have your tefillin on, okay, or the rule implies we shouldn't even let a kid 13 wear tefillin. He's not mature enough yet. Okay, we have no choice. It's a bar mitzvah, it's a bar chiyuva. But we won't extend it any further than that. Just a month before, just to learn, so to speak, learn the ropes, no pun intended, but he learned how to, you know, how to put on tefillin. Okay, but other than that, the Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't make that chiluk, the distinction. The Gemara doesn't make that chiluk. Okay, now, so that's one sugya, a relevant sugya in Sukkah. Another relevant sugya is a sugya in Chagiga, Avdalim and Aleph. All right. The pasuk says in Mishpatim, source 32, it says a few times, but this is the first time. Parakav Gimel pasuk Yitzayim. Shalosh Prim Vashalosh Yerakol Zuchuch Al Pnei Hashem Adon Hashem. We have that pasuk or similar expression a couple other places in the Torah. Right. The mitzvah Aliyah LeRegel. So the mitzvah, the Gemara Chagiga says that even the Kanim, the Avdan Relaf, there's a Kol Zuchurcha, all males, Lerabos Esak Tanim. That's Chagiga Dar Relaf. Aye, but we said that a cotton is potter. So Rabbi Elo Kasha, Kan Bekotten Shigilachinach, Kan Bekotten Shalo Egilachinach. This is where the Gemara distinguishes between Egilachinach and Lo Egilachinach. Okay? But the Gemara said, one second, even Kotten Egilachinach, there are bonani. What do you mean that's a pasuk? Kol Zuchurcha? Your marbe, you learn out from Kol Zuchurcha? That means it's a raisa. If you're darshan the pasuk Kol Zuchurcha to the rabbis of Tanim, good, you're talking about a cotton shigilachinach, very nice, but a cotton shigilachinach is still only the darbonan. Or I said, you're right, in a chanami cross, smach to be amal. Okay, it doesn't really mean that. Smach to be amal. Okay, now, how do we define cotton here? So look at the Mishnah and Chagiga, Bezman Aleph, 34. Ezo cotton. Depends on the word regalim. The kid is, you know, can't walk by himself. He's got to hold on to his father's hand. So that is too young for the mitzvah of a lila regal. Okay, that's what it means. But after that, as Rashi says in 35, he tilu chacham al aviv v'al imo. Notice again, Rashi says there in Chagiga, Beis Malav. He tilu chacham al aviv v'al imo l'chan chov mitzvus. Right, it's training him to do mitzvus. So at that age, so the pasuk is shalosh regalim. Haroi, this Rashi in 35. Haroi lalos beraglov chayav. He can walk by himself, right? And he can walk by himself. So then he's obligated. Okay. However. Yeah. Okay. Now, when the Torah potters the adult, that's when the cotton is lav barchinach. Okay. So here, what's the age here with regard to aliyah leregel? The kid can walk by himself because aliyah leregel. All right. In Sukkah, chav ches amud aleph, the Mishnah has a different point. The Mishnah says, "Cotton she'eno tzorech le'imo chayev besukkah." Okay, cotton she'eno tzorech le'imo. We'll get back to what that means in a second. Then the Mishnah tells a story. Ma'isav yoldo kaloso shel shamay azokin. Shamay azokin daughter-in-law had a baby. Upiches amaziva v'sicha gabe mito b'shul cotton. She set up the crib in such a way that it was under schach. The baby and the infant in the crib, okay, was under the schach. Okay, now. Pasuk says regarding Sukkah, Parshas Emor, Vayikra, Parakav Gimel, Pasuk Membe, 37. But Sukkah is Teisha, Shiva Selma, Kol Azak Yisrael, Yeshua Sukkah is Kol Azak Yisrael, every Jewish citizen. So the Gemara says there in Sukkah, Chav Chesem, 38, Amar, Kol Lerabo Sektanim. Ay, Vahatana, Nashama, Nektanim, Turban HaSukkah. Again, the same answer as before in Chagiga, Lokash, it can be caught in Shigilachinach, it can be caught in Shalagilachinach. It depends on what you're talking about the age of the child. So again, the same kasha. But what do you mean, cotton shigilachinu d'rabbananu? Even a cotton shigilachinu is only din d'rabbanan. How you marbe that for the word kol? It's going to give the same answer, like it said with Ali Regem. D'rabbanan across machlu yamal. Okay, now, but what's the age? So by Ali Regem, the age was being able to walk by himself. Here, cotton shainu tzuich on hekadamik cotton shainu tzuich tzarek limo. What do you mean? It doesn't need his mother. We all need our mothers. Well, you know, as adults, you need your mother too. What does it mean? We don't need your mother. So Amar de Rabbi Kol Shenifna Ve'Eno Mikanchato. Okay, he can relieve himself, and the mother doesn't need the mother to change his diaper anymore. Okay, he's old enough to go to the bathroom by himself and so on. And Rabbi Shimon Lokish Omer Kol Shenayar Mishnas Ve'Eno Kore Ima. He's old enough that he grows. You know, he wakes up at night. He doesn't call mommy anymore. Right? He's old enough that he gets out of bed by himself. Okay, that's a pretty young age. Okay, both are relatively young. I mean, they're a little different, but depends on the child. Okay. So, the Gemara said, what do you mean, Gedola, Nami, Kars, older people, something called their mother, older kids. And I mean, Kol Shenever, Eno Kar, Ima, Ima. They're not desperate. Right? They're not crying for his mom, you know. Whatever. I mentioned, Baruch Hashem, my daughter had a baby Tuesday. So, they're staying by us for a couple of days. So, the older, the boy, who's two, this is just a girl. So, the boy, the brother, is two. So he's a little mixed up, obviously. The mother went to the hospital and then whatever. So he's by us. So last night, he woke up in the middle of the night screaming for mommy. So I was this chus woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he was crying for his mother. That kid is 2 years old. He wakes up in the night. He calls for his mother, right? So that's normal. That's normal. So that's the age. Once the child's no longer doing that, then it's already old enough to be in the sukkah. But then Gemara says, so what do you bring that story for? That the daughter-in-law of Shammai Zaken put the crib, you know, waited to be under the sukkah, under the schach. So Gemara says, my silly story. What do you bring a story that contradicts? Gemara says, no, Chesur Mechzer, something missing in the text. Chesur Mechzer, Hakitachi Katani. The Shammai Machir. Shammai said, no. And then it tells the story. Okay? But in any event, this is a different time. This is a different age than the one in Chagiga. So Tosas, I printed the Rashi in 39, but you can read it yourself, but look in 40. Okay. Tosas there in Sukkah, Chav Chesman Beis, Dimo Masal Khan Bekar Chagila Chinuch, Tosas points out the Hashta Higila Chinuch, Darmina Bechol Dukla, ain't cool on Shavim. It's not the same by every mitzvah. There's no one age of Higila Chinuch that's going to apply to every mitzvah. Ela Kol Echad Ve'echad Lefi Inyano, Tosas says. The mitzvah of chinuch or cotton shigil chinuch is not going to be the same regards to every single mitzvah. Different mitzvahs are going to have different ages. Okay. Right. Here it says the cotton doesn't need his mother, doesn't call out for mommy when he wakes up in the middle of the night. Okay. And by chagiga, he can walk by himself. It was so full of gozel. We said, right, we quoted before, right, top of the page here, Sukkah ben Beis Manalov. Cotton, there it was old enough to do the nanuim properly. And since it's Biodel Isatik. On the other hand, Gabi Torah, we said his little children learns how to talk. So all these things we've done, you know, in this year, they're all different times. When he's old enough to talk, you do this one. When he's old enough to wave a little, you do that. When he's old enough to put on the. And the Tos is pointing out that it's not one uniform age. Okay, just to hammer home that point. So the Mishnah says in Yuma, the next one is 41. Hey, Beis Amaral, the mission, that's right, and I entitled the Shir with some general aspects and basic aspects of Chinuch, different places in Shas. There's a lot to talk about each one, just trying to give them, I call an overview. So the mission says in Yuma on Pei Beis Amaral, Hatinokos Ein Ma'anan Osam Yom Kippurim. We don't have to have the kids fast, the little kids fast on Yom Kippur. Okay. Al Mechanchen Osam Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippurim, Vishashiyur Gil Mitzvahs. So we mechanach them a year or two before their age of bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, so become accustomed to it, like we spoke about before, like the Aruch HaShulchan said with regards to Talmud Torah. Even with other mitzvahs, you want to get them somewhat accustomed to it. This idea, by the way, I don't know, it's a popular, you have three fasts, and then know about the Torah. I think many people today, they figure out they got to start fasting three fasts before whatever their bar mitzvah is, they have to fast the three fasts before the bar mitzvah. Did we hear that? I think that's a popular. I don't think there's any mucker for that, not that I know of. Okay, but I remember hearing, this is my first of my three fasts. What three fasts? Over the way his bar mitzvah is, so it's going to be, so with Yom Kippur and a Sabbath table, so whatever, you know, every kid, one of his birthdays. I don't think there's any mucker for that. But this is the Mishnah, okay? And Rashi explains in 42, Pei Beis Man Aleph and Yuma, Ein Ma'anan Osan, Ein Chayav and Lim Noam and Michael. You don't have to keep food away from the kid. But Mechanchan Osan, Rashi says, L'sha'os, L'shnei Shana, Shismuch L'Pirkan. Pirkan, Havim Ben Sho'os, Shesan Akeba, Abba, Ezra L'Zochar. Right, the beginning of the 13th year, right, for a girl, the beginning of the 14th year. I mean, the beginning of the 13th year is your 12th birthday. Right, the beginning of the 14th year is your 13th birthday. That's, I don't know why Rashi phrased it that way, but that's what he's saying. Right, we should just be aware of that. When we say a boy's 13, it means he's lived 13 years. So it begins the fourth, on the day of his, he turns 13, it's the first day of his 14th year. Right? So, you know, in other words, when you're a year old, we went from zero to one, right? Year old, I mean, a year has gone by. And when you're 1 year old, that's obviously the beginning of your second year, etc. So that's what it means. For a girl, the beginning of the 13th year, dying over her 12th birthday, okay? As a matter of fact, this is a side point. Some people mixed up. I actually had the shiloh twice, like emergency shiloh. The poskim say that the boy becomes bar mitzvah at the age of 13 years in one day. Okay, 13 years in one day. So I remember getting a phone call on a Friday afternoon. Someone I know was making a bar mitzvah that Shabbos. She said, the mother said, she just heard this din, that's 13 years in one day. Tomorrow, Shabbos, is his 13th birthday. He's laning, he's doing all things. He's not 13 in one day. He's 13. And we make the bar mitzvah the wrong day. This is Friday afternoon. You know, they had all the company coming, all the food. And he's planning to lane. He's not allowed to lane. You know, so don't panic. If you think about it, on your 13th birthday, bo bayom, that's 13 years in one day. The 13 years ended the night before. Now you've lived 13 years. And your 13th birthday, that is ben shoshav yom echad. That is the first day. They're totally safe. Okay? Another time, I was invited to give a shir to a group at a bar mitzvah on a Shabbos afternoon. And I spoke, they told me to speak about this subject. I mentioned this. And as I'm talking about this din, I told the mother turns white. When I said after 13 years in one day, she goes, "You have to today is not 13 years in one day." She was like, "Got so shaken up." But I said, "No, don't worry about it. That is bo bayom. You are 13 in one day." Okay. Anyway, so so that's what Rashi says. All right, and talks about the physical simonim as well. And he mentioned social yom echad. Okay. So anyway, a couple of years before you start training to fast a certain number of hours. Again, I'm not interested in so much the details of Yom Kippur. I mean, that's what the Gemara asks in 43 on Beis Malach and Yuma. Well, what is it? 1 year or 2 years? Why does it say Mechan Chanos in the language of the Mishnah in 41 is Mechan Chanos Lifnei Shana or Lifnei Shatayim? 1 year, 2 years. Which is it? 1 year or 2 years? So the Gemara says it depends on the kid. Depends on the kid's physical ability. Some kids can fast, you know, and other kids can't fast. Depends on their physical constitution. Okay, so it makes a difference. And look what it says. Amar Huna ben Shmono ben Teisha mechanchanos on the shows, uben Esra ben Achasasre mashlim in Darbonon, ben Shtemis mashlim in Daraisa betinokas by a girl, and by a boy, okay, it's again, 9 and 10 and 10, 11, etc. So what are you giving a choice? So what we see from this sugya is that just like Tosa said, number 40, Tosa said in sukkah, that when it comes to mitzvahs, it depends on the mitzvah, right? Some mitzvahs, you start earlier, so we had all these different mitzvahs, right? We start to talk, when you can no longer call your mother, when you can walk by yourself, all these different ages. And the other mitzvahs, you have different ages. Not only the difference in ages, what emerges from the sugya and yuma is a difference with kids too. Not every kid is the same. So the age of chinuch, higil chinuch, not only will be different depending on the mitzvah, it's also going to be different depending on the kid. Okay? And, you know, here the Mishnah makes a distinction between chola and rebari, right? And you can also make a distinction between a kid's natural, you know, intelligence and so on, as we'll see. Okay? So those are some of the principal, some of the principal differences. And just realize, 1 second. Yeah. We'll see some other ages momentarily. I just want to mention one other point, okay, that the Mishnah Berurah points out, highlighting this issue of a distinction between mitzvahs and ages. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos, Aruch Chaim Sion Reish Samach Tes, 45, Sif Aleph, quotes, some of you know, okay, the minig to make Kiddush in Shul Friday night. Some shuls still do it, some shuls don't. The different customs today. No, going to Kaddish Reish HaKnesses. But the chazan who makes kiddush, or the rabbi, or the gabba, whoever it is, makes the kiddush, should not drink the wine or the grape juice himself. Elo matim alakotin gives it to a kid. Okay, why? Because ain't kiddush, elo makum suda. Not eating there. The shaila is why we still make kiddush in shul. So, as you may remember from the sugya in our Rei Pesachim, the olden days used to be people who did eat in shul, so many hold that once the minhag was established to make kiddush in shul Friday night, we still do it. Many shuls still do it. Other shuls don't. They say, well, no, we don't have that practice anymore with people eating the shul trying to make kiddush. Others say, okay, but you know, we do say, what do you call it, the main sheva, you know, after the Mogen Avos, right, even though that was the original reason was because, you know, people shouldn't have to walk home by themselves when the shul is out in the field. That doesn't apply anymore either. We still do that, so we still make kiddush too. Okay, two different responsible, respectful traditions. I live in Tinek, I think it's about half and half. You take a survey of the shuls. My shul, we don't make kiddush. Other shuls do. It depends on the minhag of the shul. They're all fine. So anyway, but the chazan or the rabbi, whoever it is that makes the kiddush, doesn't drink the wine or the grape juice himself. Okay? Because they ain't kiddush on welcome suda. All right? And Shulchan Aruch says, because that was the original practice, and we, those who keep it, it's because lo bat la takana. All right? And he says at the end, Yosef tov l'hanu shalolo kaddush reis haknesses, b'chein ha-minhag eretz Yisrael. Okay, different minhag in different places. The Mishnah Berurah points out, Sivkot Na'alav there in Simon Reis Samach Tes 46, that, you know, you better be careful, okay? You better be careful who you, what do you mean, little kids? You know, many shuls, the kids line up, you know, they want to get a sip of grape juice, right? They make kiddush, and those shuls will do it, and the kids line up to have grape juice. But Mr. Bruce says, but make sure that you're giving the wine and the grape juice, dafka to a kid who's low gil chinuch, okay? Because the kid who's a gil chinuch, it's bad chinuch to give him. He's kid and kiddush on mokum suda, he also shouldn't hear it, just like the chazan and the rabbi can't drink it. Okay, he shouldn't drink it either if he's a gilachanach. On the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah, I'm going to run, is make a living with a kid caught in shigilachanach, Okay, and he says, in parentheses, Hainu kibar shiis, kibar sheba, kol chad lefum chorfe. He mentions age 6 or 7, each kid in accordance with his ability. And because what's the problem? Because he's the Yesh Omrim says, don't give it to a kid who's old enough to be to chinuch, because then you're training him. It's okay to make kiddush shalom malkum suda. A little kid doesn't understand, so give him. On the other hand, the Mishabur says, the problem is with the little kid, the bracha is not chal for him. You know, so you have to find, the best thing is to find a kid who's old enough for brachas, but not old enough for kiddush malkum suda. That's always easy to pinpoint that age. I always had that problem, to be very honest, I've people ask me every year. Motzoi Shabbos Chazon with Havdalah. We don't drink wine or grape juice during the 9 days, right? So what about Havdalah and Motzoi Shabbos Chazon? So post can say, give it to a kid. It's got to be a kid who's old enough that the bracha is chal, but not old enough to understand about Avelos and Chorban and Beis HaMikdash. I don't know. I always drank it myself. I had Baruch Hashem children. I never could figure out. It always seemed to me that when they were old enough for bracha, they also learned about the Chorban and camp. They learned about. So what age is that exactly? The bracha is chal, but they don't know about the veil. So I always drank a sip myself. Okay. Anyway, that's the same idea that Shabur mentions over here. Okay, now. The Rambam, another important Rambam, Hilchos Machalos Asuris, Parak Yud Zayin. Okay, the Halacha Chav Zayin, very important. It's not our topic now. Another important topic. Cotton She'achal Echad Machalos Asuris. Okay, kids eating treif. Oh, She'achal Malach with Shabbos. He's doing whatever. He's provided in Shabbos. Ain't Bezdin Mitzvah Malach with Rishon Fei Shana Ben Das. A little kid. So the rabbis don't have to stop him. Okay? And of course, Medra Vorm She'achal Atzvah. Aval Achil Biadayim also Afil Dvorm She'asum Adim Mitzvah. But to actually give the kid, to give a little kid a piece of treif food, or tell a kid to do something on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do. Okay? V'chein also L'Argil Mitzvah Shabbos. That's why I like the idea. Tell the kid to turn the light on. I don't think it's right. Okay? Even the Drabbana. But more important than that, halacha chavchas, afal pisha ain't bezin mitzuvah lafrisha cotton, mitzal aviv ligarbol lafrisha kata chancha betushas, never chanachana pidakum. Rambam says, even though bezin doesn't have to stop, the father does. Okay, the father does. And that's the mitzvah chinuch, because the Mishnah points out. So now, again, when we're dealing with the age, so the chai adam, let's go a little bit to some of these poskim here, the chai adam, klat samach bov, shiv beiz, the chai of Adam l'chanach has been obito. First of all, mentioned both son and daughter. Make the point of that. Have to educate both the Jews. Girls also have to learn how to be observant Jews. V'yesh omen digamba aim shach mitzvah chanach. We talked about that, even the mother. The chai of l'chanach b'chol ha-mitzvah b'ayin v'dvayis v'dvabonim. Kol mitzvah mitzvah l'fi daita shabayin. L'chain k'shemach l'daber l'am the Torah. Okay, which is the first verse of Kriyashma, Torah Tzion, Birchas Hamazon, which we haven't mentioned, but he throws that in. And many kids today, that is one of the earlier mitzvahs they learn. They learn how to bench because they have a song, you know. So they learn how to bench, and all kids, little kids, know how to bench also. And the Lesatev with tzitzis, how to wear the talis properly, tzitzis in the front and the back, you do that. He mentions tefillin, but he says, V'achshav nispashin amidl anich bezo kivu chadoshim kodam, and that's it. Now with tefillin, we wait for the reason I said before. Hardei l'nanei achai b'lulav, and what age is that? Kishu ben hei ovov shanim, 5 or 6. He's obligated in sukkah and so on. All right, and matzah, and mentions all the mitzvah. Now, that's Siv Gimel, that's Siv Beis. Look what he said in Siv Gimel, based on what we just saw in the Rabbah. But Medvar Mamur Mitzvah says, I say, that's all talk, all these different ages and stages, that's Mitzvah says, I say. Avala Frisha Mesura, okay, but to stop the violent Isser, Afilogia Lachinach. Not old enough, Raksha Tina Kubar Havana has to have some basic understanding, not understand the Shabbat, but he understands this is no. You tell him no. Okay, a kid is an infant, you tell him no, don't know what it means. But a kid who's old enough to know, no, don't do that. They don't understand about Shabbos and so on and so forth, but that already, Shubar Havana, Chayav Ha'av V'Ha'aim, Lafrishon Me'isur, Ligor Ba'afilu Akis Drabana. That's right, Afilu Shusim and so on. So that's an important point that Chayav make based on that Rambam that we just saw. In Hilchos Machalos Asuris. Okay, where was it again? The Perak Yud Zayin, right? So the Perak Yud Zayin, Alach HaChav Ches, especially. So the important point here, your question.
Well, wouldn't the proper pasuk for this idea would be lo tachilum, not chanoch nara pidar?
No, lo tachilum is only actually give it to him to do. That's the sugya of Rambam's Kuf Yud Gimel, which the Rambam refers to in Halacha Chav Zayin. Lo sochlum, which we read lo sachilum, means don't inspire him, encourage him. Here he does on his own. The kid, I didn't give him the tray food. He saw it. Okay, we went on a picnic. He took it off the table or whatever. Now, that's the chil. Got it? So that, but it's an important point that Chayyim is making, Now, when it comes to mitzvahs lo sase, then you should, as long as the child is has hubar havana, has some some ability to understand, no, then you should already tell him. Prima Gadim, in the general introduction of Psicha Kolelet, Chalek Beis Chusyod, talks about mitzvah chinuch, and he mentions again, depending on what age is it, he says, with fasting, you have to wait till he's 11 or 12 and so on, because there's a certain danger. Shar mitzvahs on the second line, chinuch ben hei shlemus, ben vav shlemus, 5 or 6, he mentions that age, okay? And other than that, forget about it. Again, we'll accept to, tell regards to Losa, says, and even by mitzvahs to Rabbanon. So again, the different people have different quotes, the Lavush, with different ages. All right, so all these different things are summarized over here. One second. Then he brings up a different issue. He brings up at the end, the Prima Gadim does, if the child is chayav mitam chinuch, the question is, can he go ahead and be motzi someone else who's also chayav on the same level with? So hold that thought when we come back to that. Okay. He writes that katna gila, the very last paragraph, he says, katna gila chinuch motzi midrabbanan. Like, we'll have to come back to that point. All right. In the Shulchan Aruch, just to see what it says, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Mem Gimel, or Chaim, Sifalav, katna nevelos, katna ochal nevelos, ain bez mitzvah lafrisho, avil aviv mitzvah ligibo ligibo lafrisho. Okay, then your point is, well, achilo biyadayim, that's also achilo dvorm shasum and so on. So he makes a chilek to the deraisa and the darbonim. And you're not allowed to let him do Bavalet Shabbos and so on. And again, the Magen Avraham, you've got in Gimel 52, writes, V'achinuch kol chad l'ful m'charfe. Every child in whatever age or whatever mitzvah. Okay, ha'udei l'satev chayv b'tzitzis. L'shmo tzion chayv b'tzon. Ha'udei min Shabbos chayv b'kiddush. V'chein kol chayotze b'zeh. Okay? And the Shabur is bothered in Sivkot and Gimel by the fact that the line in the Shulchan Aruch is, if he's ochel on the velas, you have to be mafreshim only from Issa Daraisa. So Mishabur says in Cotton Gimel, Bemes Afilim is the Rabbanah Chayavim Fish also. Okay, just like Chinuch is by, but the Nafkamina is that by Issa the Rabbanon, in Lower Fishav, ain't Bezin Mochin Biyado. It's not as severe. Okay, but Issa Daraisa, Bezin will get involved. All right, it's a long Mishabur. And he mentions various different mitzvahs. And again, the whole idea is not that the child should be trained to do what's right and so on. Okay. Now, there's another interesting issue that the Ritva points out in Sukkah based on a Gemara is the following. The mitzvah of chinuch. The mitzvah of chinuch is to train the child to do the mitzvah in the right way. Okay, so look what the Gemara says in Chagig of Avon Aleph 54. I realize I'm jumping around a little bit, but I want to give you these clothing. Amar Abaye, kol hecha de godo mechai medaraisa, that's the rule of the Gemara Chagiga. Whatever gadol is mechayev midaraisa, a cotton after mechanechem, right? Kol hecha the gadol poter midaraisa, the rabbanon cotton nami poter. So the Gemara says in Sukkah the following on Beis and Beis, famous Gemara in Sukkah. Amar Yehuda, ma'isna beheleni hamalka belud shahaisa sukasa gvoa me'asim amah. Remember the first mission Sukkah says that a sukkah will only be 20 amas high. 20 amas is, let's say, 40 feet or so like 3-4 stories. Shouldn't be higher than that. Okay, shouldn't be higher than that. So the story, Helen Amalka had she was a queen. She had an enormous sukkah, higher than that. But Haya was a king in the class of Yeltsin, Shavu L'Amal Adavar. Okay, the Chachamim didn't say anything about it. So there seems a riot that it's okay even if it's higher than 20. And they said, no, it's no riot. Because Isha Haya, Ptur and a sukkah. A woman puts on a sukkah anyway, so what's the difference? So she has a sukkah that's not kosher, big deal. Okay, it's okay. She's a woman and puts on a sukkah anyhow. But I'm going to have one second. Oh, Shiva Bonham, she had 7 sons. Okay. At least one of them was a gilichinuch, right? So she had to figure out, unless they're all, they call it the septuplets, That's not what they were. So it's at least if you have 7 sons, at least one of them, at least a few of them are gilichinuch. Not only that, more so, oh, call my cellar, also LLP Chachamim. She always has Shilas to Chachamim. So if you're going to tell me the kids were cotton, the cotton part of the sukkah, but 7 of them, one of them must have been, and even if they wouldn't, but she was called my 7-day shalom. So I'm not interested in the Helmi Amalka issue, but rather with what the Ritva concludes from this sukkah. Ritva is in sukkah, Beis Mabeis. Take a look at 57. Okay. Mihosh, I mean, and since they asked the Kasha about the Ketanim, right? Okay, maybe she herself. Maybe, um, Maybe she herself is Potter Mesukah as a woman. But Lechora, one of the kids, is obligated. So says the Ritva, very important, Chidush Ritva and Sukkah Beis HaBeis. Once the kids, as Hegiel HaKinach, the Gemara asked that as a kasha, then obviously the Gemara's assumption was what? That it had to be a kasha Sukkah. Even though the kid was on the Bar Mitzvah. So look what the Ritva says. Mehashaminim. The cotton shemechanchen on some mitzvahs, tzorech laso some mitzvah behechsha gomor kegodol. Whatever you're, if you're mechanech the kid, it's, you can't give a puzzle a pair of tzitzis. You can't give him a puzzle of esrog. If you're buying a kid your mechanech limits, you got to give him a little bit of esrog. That's kosher. Now, it doesn't have to be from the $150 table. Okay, you can get it from the $30 table too. Those are kosher also. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be the most mehudadig. Okay, but you can't get him, you know, the so-called chinuch sets that you sometimes get when you buy a little esrog. They have to be kosher. They don't have to be mehudah, but they have to be kosher. If the esrog is not kosher, the pitam fell off, or well, it depends on what you fell off, whatever the psulim are, the tiomas is split too far down, whatever psulim are, a living esrog, okay, they you can't get the kid a pasul of an esrog. You can get him a cheaper one, it's not mehudah, but it has, that's the mitzvah saying, very important mitzvah. Meharsh, I mean, the cotton, shemechanachas mitzvah, tzarech lasos of mitzvah, behechsher gomor, kegodol. And that's why the Gemara asked him, Helmi Amalka. All right, one of the kids must have been a Gila Chinuch, which would mean that he'd have to be in a Kasher Sukkah, and this giant Sukkah was too high. How the Gemara got out of it? But you see, says the Ritva, it has to be that you're doing it properly. And it looks right to the end, 57. I see people make a mistake. They go, oh, it's a kid, Chinuch, whatever they do. Give him a, you know, a lemon and a branch from some tree outside. No, that when the kid's very little, he's not higiel achinuch. Okay, so he come home from nursery school with a, you know, with a lulav made out of green construction paper and an esrog made out of yellow construction paper that's made into a ball. Okay, that's when the kid's a little baby. Fine, but when the kid is old enough for chinuch, right, and you have that, and you're going to do it, and not to take some toy, okay, your plastic lulav and esrog. So then he's old enough. Then you got to get him a proper lulav and esrog. All right. So that's the sheet of the ritual. And the Ritva feels strongly about it. He said, I see people, even Chachamim, make a mistake about that. So according to Ritva, Chinuch has to be with the proper Heftish HaMitzvah that's kosher for an adult. Again, it doesn't have to be the most mehudadik thing. You have to spend on a total amount of money, but it's got to be kosher. Now, interestingly enough, I don't want to necessarily agree with that, because there is some discussion later in Sukkah, Mem Vav and Beis, about the problem with giving the kid your lulav and esrog, right? A kid can be kona, but he can't be machna at a certain age, right? So Amar of Zera, Sukkah Mevom, Beis 58. Lo likne inish hoshana liniko biyoma tavakamo. The first day of the, it has to be yours, right? So don't give the kid your love of the first day, my time. The inuka machne kone, aknuya lo machne. He can be kona, but he can't be machne back, okay? And because he doesn't have das for kinyan. Okay? Vishtach the konofik lulav shana shalo. All right? Otherwise, he'll end up with a lulav, you know, that's not his. Right, and the first day you need to be lochem. All right, so therefore you have to work it out. He's borrowing, you know, not borrowing it, but he's a matanah, all the different rules. Okay, now the Mordechai there in Sukkah, not Gemara. It's Rames Tovshin Nun Tes, the Mordechai in Sukkah, Paraglova Gozo. Right, he says, quotes the Gemara, Yanuka Mikne Kanavak Nilo Makne. Okay, he says, V'chosav Ra'avon, what does everyone else want to be shown him? Umiyo imu oches im hatinok. Okay, if you do it with the kid, you're holding it also. You're holding it also. Kevan shel yotzei midat legamrei shapridomi. Okay? It never left your hand, so therefore it's good enough. The implication of the Ravan, that wouldn't work with another adult because you're not really giving it to the kid. It's not lachem. Evidently, the Ravan, perhaps, disagrees with this ritual. He says, there's chinuch value. It's true that an adult wouldn't be yotzei in this fashion, but if you do it with the kid that way, that's good. So what is that? Here I'm saying perhaps the machlokes is the Mordechai, according to the Ravan over here, against the Ritva earlier in Sukkah. The Ritva says beferish cotton shemechanachas mitzvah tzarech laso mitzvah behechsher gomor kegodol. All right, and the Ravan is not as machmid, and the svara of the Ravan probably is well because there's still chinuch value. The kid's learning how to shake and wave the lulav. Okay, he's not holy. That wasn't koned. It's not shalachem. Okay, not a big deal. That's, I think, you know, the Ravan is saying. You know, my point? I think that's what I was showing him in that sense. That whether, you know, the Ritva is more makbid, the Ravan says, okay, if there's a problem, That could be only there because the legal issue is a problem. But I think one could argue anyway that the Mordechai and the Shem Ravan is saying they don't have to be so strict as the Ritva is saying. The possibility. Just to finish up, I think this Machlokas may be Machlokas other Mishonim as well. Because there is a famous Gemara in Brachos, Chofmut Beis. Okay, Amar Ravina Rava. What about Nashim benching? Women obligated to Isa, Ravana for sure. Okay, but. A woman obligated benching with the raisa. So my nafkahu is la fuke rabbi de chavosa. Okay, because could the woman be motzi? As you know, you can only be motzi someone in the mitzvah when you're on the same level of obligation as they are, or at least the same levels there. So iam pishma the raisa, osi the raisa, mag the raisa. And now with our bonan, have a shayna mechubidover, chol shayna mechubidover, and a motzi as a rabbi de chavosa. Right? So if she's not mechubid the raisa, she couldn't be motzi a man who is chayav. All right? So the Gemara brings up the Bain Mavarach law, a child can be Mavarach's father, okay? Therefore, it must be Daraisa, okay? How can Darabana be Mapik Daraisa? Right? How can Darabana be Motzi Daraisa? So I ask, well, what do you mean? It says that a cotton can do it. Well, Tamei, cotton bar chiyubu, how can a cotton be Motzi the father? He's also not Chayav Daraisa. No, Elohecha Maizkinen, Kagon She'ochel Shiur Darabana. He only ate enough that obligates him to bench Darabana. Meaning, Torah says, Rechalta Savata. You only have to bench the rice if you're satiated. This person ate half a sandwich. He's not really full, but he has to bench. Midarabona, you have to bench, even like Kazai's Kabetz and so on. So you have to bench. So he's only Chayav Darabona. So he's Chayav Darabona, and he's Chayav Darabona. Or the woman's Chayav Darabona, and her husband's only Chayav Darabona right now because he didn't eat that much. So then, Asi Darabona, Mapik Darabona. Or with the kid, right? Kagon Shachal Shu Darabona, Asi Darabona, Mapik Darabona. Okay? Whether the Rashi says, whether it's a Kazayas or Kibetz or whatever. Okay. Now, good. So here, for this sugya, it appears that someone's Chayav Darabanan can be motzi, someone else's Chayav Darabanan. However, there is a sugya in Megillah, Mishnah Megillah, which seems to contradict this. Because the Chachamim say, Tanakam in 63, the Mishnah Megillah, Yud Tesma Beis, the Mishnah says, Hakol Ksherin Likos the Megillah, Chutz Misher Chayav Shad Rekotten. Okay. And Behud is Machshir Rekotten. So Tosus wonders, one second. With the Ramas Huda Machshir, Kosher Beis a cotton mari. Ibelo Higil Chinuch, my time of the Huda Machshir. What type of cotton are we talking about? If it's low Higil Chinuch, how can a Huda possibly talk about a cotton that's low Higil Chinuch? I don't know how he could read the Megillah, but let's say he memorized it like he memorized a Disney song. Okay, he memorized it. So he's there, theoretically. Okay, how could he do it? I don't know. I mean, I'm so perk Basra Rosh Hashanah. Kosher Mechubidar and Motzi Rachem Idei Chavosim. On the other hand, Higil Chinuch, if we're talking in this Mishnah in Megillah about a cotton is Megillah Chinuch, so why should the Chacham say he can't be Motzi? What's the problem? Okay, no one's Chayav in Megillah Midiraisa. It's not a mitzvah of Torah. It's a Darbonon. Okay, in Kain Kasha, my Lamin, the Asi Darbonon, Mapik Darbonon, the Hachadam Yamin, perfectly Shemesh, Gmar Brachas Davchov, Yed Akasha Tosas. The Gmar Brachas Davchov concludes that Asi Darbonon or Motzi Darbonon. So why don't we say that by Mikra Megillah according to Chacham? The whole thing's a mitzvah of Darbonon anyway. So he's Chayav Darbonon, everyone's Chayav Darbonon. Right, the whole so kids 11 years old, 12 years old can read the Megillah beautifully. He's got a beautiful voice, he's a good Malkari. So why couldn't it be multi other people? Right? Everyone, hello, second line of that Tosis. Hello, Kalachem Nami ain't Chayim el Darbanan. So why don't we say Asa Darbanan Makwe Darbanan? Okay. So it should be the same thing. So yeah. So Yeshua, I feel like the madam, they'll all marry because she gila chinuch. We are talking about a cotton shigila chinuch. So how come we can't be motzi? I feel hachi posar abonan. We should do megillah lecha chiyu. I feel dolam al darbonan. The cotton name mechuyu al darbonan. I feel b'shar mitzvahs because he's still on a lower level because he's a darbonan on a darbonan. Right? He's only chayu darbonan on a darbonan. So he's still on a lower level. I feel b'shar mitzvahs. We got a lecha al chad darbonan. He is a double darbonan. He's only an age of chinuch. That's one darbonan. He's not chayav deraisa. And two, the whole mitzvah darbonan. He can't be where the gadol only is one darbonan. The Megillah itself, all right. Below osi trei darbonan, makwi chad darbonan. But the case of Birchas Hamazon, where the cotton ate full satiation, he was full. He's chayav not deraisa. He's chayav darbonan completely. That's the difference that Tosus says. Okay. Now the implication of Tosus, all right, the implication of Tosus is that I think the implication tells us it's like the Ritva, that it's the same identical obligation. A cotton's obligation is the same. That's what Tosus is. Says cotton's identical obligation is the full-fledged mitzvah, meaning the cotton, it's also at the end, the cotton ate the full amount. Once he ate the full amount, so that means that now he's that's when he's chayiv in terms of mitzvah chinuch, right? So that's like the before. He has to be on the same plane and the same level as an adult would be. That's the whole discussion. When you look in the Chedusha Rabban, in Kedushin, Lamed Aleph Nun Aleph, Dumas Haman Domer, okay, he says, same kasha, right? He says, like Lein and Isha Berchaz Amazon, Behem Hikshu, they asked the kasha, Tosesh, Shari Kotne Namotsu Megillah Bahalil, Vinin Chokin Bezaharbe, Vani Omer, the time of the cotton rabbanim is shub the chinuch mitzvah of he who the day chiva rabbanim chinuch. The cotton lav bar mevid mitzvah is that it's cotton is not really chayv at all. It's the parents' obligation. That's a famous chakira, right? According to Tosis, it emerges that the kid is chayv. He's chayv drabbanan, okay, but he is chayv. So he can be motzi someone who's also only chayv drabbanan, but he can't be if it's two drabbanans to be motzi a single drabbanan. But ultimately, fundamentally, the kid is chayv. The kid has a full fledged chiv. Now, Ban here says not so. The kid has no chiyuv whatsoever. The parents are obligated to mitzvah chinuch on the child, but there's no obligation at all on the child. So I would say that the Ramban probably would agree with the Ravan that since it's the parents' obligation, you can argue it, but it doesn't matter if as long as there's chinuch value to what the parents are doing, they're training the kid. So he holds a little with him. I, as an adult, you wouldn't be out that way, but he's not chayv anyway in anything. He's not chayv darbana in the midst of lulav. The parent is chayv to teach him. So I'm teaching him. I'm teaching him. Right? So it doesn't matter if it's not exactly kosher, you know, as it would be for an adult. You follow the chiluk? That's what I'm suggesting. This machlokas, the Ritva and the Mordechai, in the name of the Ravan, over there in Sukkah, maybe this fundamental hakira that Tosna Ramban, another Rishon, talk about whether the mitzvah chiluk is a mitzvah on a child. If it's a mitzvah on a child, a certain midrabanan, a mitzvah on a child, then it makes sense to say like the mitzvah insists in the beginning of sukkah that it has to be done kedasa kedin. It's got to be a regular kosher lulav, right? But if there's no real mitzvah on a child at all, and it's just a mitzvah on the parents to educate, then you can, which is what the Ramban says, okay, the Ramban Kedushin over here says, no. So then we don't have to be so machmed that the chavtish mitzvah will be as good as for a girl. It's not, as long as I'm training him in some way. That's what I wanted to mention. Okay. Yeah, I printed the Tur Yevin Chagiga Davov. All right, so just very quickly, because it's we'll go over a minute or two. But he says, "Came in this Dimarasko Pisa. He's all cotton kosher and a lirko. The kid can ride or walk by himself. That whole sugya." He argues that if the only thing in terms of emotes the other people, it's a side point really. But he says, he says that if the only thing that's preventing him from being able to do this mitzvah is his age, okay, we're older to be able to do it, then it has to do it the way, you know, then it has to do it the way we done for an adult. Okay, I don't want to go through the whole thing, but he says, you know, it depends what's preventing him, so to speak. Okay, it's just he doesn't have kavana, he doesn't have das. Okay, and that's what's knocking him out. If that's all it is, so then he's chayev, you know, as a cotton. So he has a different angle you can look at over yourself. But anyway, I just want to mention this machok we've shown him, this famous chakir by chinuch, is it a mitzvah on the child or a mitzvah on the parent to educate the child? May have an afkamina, what type of chemtish to use as well. You can look at the Torah and see how he applies it as well. Okay, we'll stop over here.
How is it possible if someone's not obligated until they're 13 years old or 12 years old, and to sort of like that's a deraita concept. And how can you say derabanan that they're still chayiv when they're not? How can you
if the rabbanan came and said midarabanan we're mechayiv you?
But the chiyuv and mitzvah, so they shouldn't be chayiv to listen to the rabbanan because that's only
if you're asking how what's that's a good question. Losasar, you mean?
Yeah.
Assuming that all the mitzvahs the rabbanan we come from losasar. So then that's an interesting question. They shouldn't have to. It's an interesting question. He says, yes, a good kasha. What I have to listen to the Rabbanan for? Because that's also based on Mosasa and the Raisa.
From a practical standpoint, how can a 3-year-old know what to do?
Say it again?
From a practical standpoint, how can a 3-year-old know what to do? A 2-year-old can't read.
So it's hard to say that we're talking about a 3-year-old in these discussions. In terms of emotes other people and so on. It's got to be something a little older than that.
In terms of chinuch, in terms of tzitzis and stuff like that, from the moment that there's something basic, they're able to...
You're asking a general question. We're talking about chinuch being mitzvah drabbanon, so the three-year-old doesn't understand anything about drabbanons either.
No, I'm saying so it's dependent on some type of interaction between the Hurim and between the...
Right, so that's what I was going to say and answer your question. In other words, it could be that you can't say totally, maybe this is what you're saying, both of you are saying different ways, that you can't say that there's simply a mitzvah drabbanon on the kid. The parent's obligation creates the mitzvah drabbanon on the kid. Now, the fact that the parents have to train them now results in the kid being, and you can't divorce, that's what you're saying, sure, right? You're saying that also has in a way. You can't divorce the parents from the situation. You can't say that a kid now suddenly is 3 years old or 5 years old, now put it out, now, Karachiv Drabbanon. That's what you're asking. Who Drabbanon? What Drabbanon? Where did it come from? Right? How can it be Karachiv?
Rebbe, and that's why in certain cases, right, based in his Mechliyav
Based in Mechliyav Afrisho in those cases. But I have to think it through. It's an interesting question. And that's what I would say. There's no doubt that chinuch is a mitzvah on the parents. I mean, that there's no doubt. The question is, does it result or does it end up creating a chiyuv drabbanon for the child or not? That's a machlokes. Or it simply remains a mitzvah on the parents.
Sort of. I guess I'm thinking more like existentially, the child is not in a space where they're ever obligated in mitzvot. So why should a chiyuv drabbanon that they're obligated in mitzvot be any different? It just shouldn't be chal because they're not
right. Obligated. What I'm saying, so that's the chiddush of the mitzvah of chinuch, is that the mitzvah is chal based on the parent's requirement to teach them.
Oh, interesting.
That's something. That's what creates it. That's what conceptualizes it. Okay. It's a good thing. I told you, it's only, you know, chinuch is a huge topic, you know, more to talk about. But this is a little bit of an overview. Okay, I wish I would have gotten Shabbos.